This is a Suno India production and you're listening to the Suno India Show.
The daily death rate from coronavirus is reaching 4,000, while daily cases are over 3 lakhs. The Indian Medical Association has written to the Health Ministry criticizing various aspects of how the pandemic is being handled, asking for it to, quote, wake up from its slumber. The IMA has noted over 900 deaths of doctors in India so far due to the pandemic. Dr. Navjot Singh Dahiya, the National Vice President of the IMA, is one of the most vocal critics of the government's handling of the pandemic. He has called Prime Minister Narendra Modi a super spreader due to his election rallies during March and April, and also for allowing the Kumbh Mela and other gatherings. He has also made a police complaint against spiritual leader Baba Ramdev for mocking health workers complaining of oxygen shortage and saying that our nostrils are oxygen cylinders. Hi, I am Suryatapa Mukherjee, your host for this episode of the Suno India Show. I spoke to Dr. Navjot Singh Dahiya about his experiences on the ground as a doctor and of course as a representative of the Indian Medical Association. He laid out his frustrations with the Health Ministry, which he claims suffers from a lack of scientific and professional approach to the pandemic.
We are all going through a second wave of COVID-19. Can you describe what it has been like for the doctors, especially those you are in touch with? Can you describe the conversations within the IMA about what it is like working on ground right now?
People are totally frustrated because we don't have much of the things in our armamentarium. We have few drugs which we can treat people with. We have a lot of calls and you have only oxygen, remdesivir, some steroids, some antibiotics and a nursing care and some complications which you are treating. So it is too frustrating sometimes when you see people dying in front of you. You are a scientific people and you understand that this is something new, what is happening to patients, and sometimes you get frustrated about it.
Very rarely have IMA representatives criticized the current political regime directly, but you have made the headlines for calling the Prime Minister a super spreader. So what were your reasons for this?
The day I criticized, and if you go back about 7-8 months, I was the person who appreciated the Indian government for smoothing so sadly in first wave. So it is only the attitude of your government you comment upon. When they did good, we commented good for them. But for the second wave, just winning few elections and just doing some melas and just not handling the this Kisan Andolan timely, it's a failure of a government. And it was frustrating for me because in February, when we were telling people that please wear mask, please do all the corona protocols, they were saying that if so much big rallies are going on, so much big melas are going on, you just are scaring us to earn money from corona. So they were alleging the doctors in February. So that's why when the end of the March, April, when I felt that what is happening, because in our country, people usually follow the religious leaders or the political leaders. And our political leaders and religious leaders did the havoc. And I commented this because our Prime Minister is at the top position. He could have prevented it. And even if you ask me today what we are facing, the curfew and lockdowns in the earlier first waves were also a waste.
Why would you say it's a waste?
Because why we did a lockdown, we wanted to delay the peaks. And what we did to handle a second peak, if we had to create the, if we would have to follow the melas or we would have to do the political rallies, then why we did a lockdown in the first stage? Why people were fighting? Why we not followed the America, who said that economy should not be? What was the infrastructure which they created by doing the lockdown? How many oxygen plants were initiated? How many beds were increased? What infrastructure we created in that lockdown? What were our plans for future? I think so. Our plans, if our plans were elections and our plans were melas, then why did we go for the first lockdown?
What do you think is wrong in the way the government has been handling the pandemic? What changes need to be made, whether in the health ministry or other departments?
Madam, our health ministry is busy promoting the coronal tablets. And today I was just seeing that he was saying that you eat the dark chocolates. I don't think so. Even some affluent people or some middle class people know what the dark chocolate is. He's ridiculing the people of this nation by saying you eat dark chocolates, because I don't think so. Even a 95% population in this nation knows what a dark chocolate is. So whatever they are handling is not a professional, and what people have given them a mandate to rule them, they are not doing to the part what they should have been doing it. I just want that the people should be more professional. Today, the people who are guiding us, the IAS and IRS and IPS people, I don't think so they are aware of it, because this epidemic has happened after one century. In a previous century, what we have created is totally a failure today. So there should have been IMS, Indian Medical Services. So more professional people who have studied medicine should have handled this situation. So we had been a better place today.
Can you elaborate on your critique on the vaccine policy in this country in terms of pricing and availability? You have earlier also written to the government asking for it to be free for all.
Basically, when first wave was there, and people, my fellow colleagues, my batchmates or my seniors or my juniors who are in America were asking us, because they were expecting quite bad results in India during the first wave. When we sailed through that wave, the people were asking us that what India did so great. So, but today, my question is that America and most of the European countries, they are planning to open by 4th of July. So what they have done? They have done is education by Corona protocols, which is masking, which is by hand washing, which is by keeping a distance. And the fourth thing which they added is vaccination. We are feeling that vaccination drive in our country is very bad. We have been donating vaccines to Bangladesh, Bhutan, Brazil, rather than vaccinating our people. And today, the situation in several states is that states are not allowing private people to vaccinate, which is a very bad thing. I think so. If we quickly vaccinate, you are telling that you vaccinated 1 million people quickly. This is the headlines. But you understand that you don't try to ridiculate with the figures. It is not even 10 million people are not even 1% of the nation. Go by the percentage. We are a country of 130 crore people. We need a quick vaccination drive so that we are winning over the situation of corona very soon.
So the IMA have said that the counting of COVID-19 deaths is being fudged. Can you tell us more about how this is being done for our listeners? And what are you hearing from various doctors about this?
So if we get our IMA data, it is that we lost about more than 900 people in this COVID crisis, 900 doctors in this COVID crisis. But when you go to the government data, it is only 160 to 180. So that is how they think or what they do, I don't know.
Right. So you think similarly the COVID deaths are also being undercounted?
This is my personal opinion. I feel that lot of people are dying, but there are not tests with the COVID positive. Some people are not going to hospital. They die at home. So that data, there needs something more. We have to be more vigilant what's happening in our country.
So at the same time, the IMA has also in the letter has mentioned that the GDP, like right now, 1% of the GDP is allocated to healthcare, but they've asked for it to increase to 8 to 10%. So what does is this additional funding required for, do you think?
They give a 1% of the GDP. Most of the GDP is consumed in the salaries and that. We should have some research and we should have some better infrastructures and better we should be placed to. We are better placed today with our surrounding neighbors in way of to fight with them any crisis from the borders. We should also be prepared enough to fight with all these diseases today.
Okay, so just to end with, like, what are your some of your top suggestions in terms of like the health infrastructure right now? What are some of the top changes that you would like to see?
First of my top suggestion is that professionals should head the health management, because these babus, they are good in essay writing. Maybe they are very good in economics. Maybe they are very good in history, but they are not good in medicine. So there should be another cater which should be taking care of the health of the people. And number two, we should be focusing more on the insurance policies, because when you are a scientific, you understand that you have to pay more. So if you want to be quick, you need some funds. So insurance infrastructure and our infrastructure who is planning and who is implementing the health, they should be more professional. And government should have some schemes like Ayushman Bharat, which should be monitored and catered by more professional people, so that everybody has access to health. Because when today I was seeing a news of dead bodies in Buxar in Bihar, it is, you know, every Indian is to be respected. Maybe dead body is from any place, but the body which is floating in Ganges is of our fellow countrymen. We should have respect and we should treat it respectfully. So I think so the people who are handling the health are totally failure today, and professionals should be there helping the country, our fellow countrymen.
Please rate our podcast and leave a comment if you like it. Underreported and underrepresented stories can become mainstream only if it reaches more people. So please support us by visiting a contributing page on our website, sunoindia.in, or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.